of a misspent human life, the sufferings of repeated birth and death. Again and again, Abhay stressed the need to surrender to the spiritual master. He criticized empirical mundane philosophers, godless politicians, and blind sense gratifiers. He repeatedly pointed to the soul's natural and sublime position as the servant of God and as the servant of the pure devotee of God. Abhay, an initiated disciple of his spiritual master for a little more than 2 years, referred to himself as a student. Referring to himself as a student, continued, "Gentlemen, although we are like ignorant children in the knowledge of the transcendence, still His Divine Grace, my Gurudeva, has kindled a small fire within us to dissipate the invincible darkness of the empirical knowledge, and we are so much so on the safe side that no amount of philosophical argument of the empiric schools of thought can deviate us an inch from the position of our eternal dependence on the lotus feet of His Divine Grace. And we are prepared to challenge the most erudite scholars of the Mayavada school on this vital issue, that the personality of Godhead and His transcendental sports in Goloka alone constitute the sublime information of the Vedas." He then ended his speech with an eloquent prayer of submission. "Personally, I have no hope to have any direct service for the coming crores of births of the sojourn of my life. But I am confident that someday or other I shall be delivered from the mire of delusion in which I am at present so deeply sunk. Therefore, let me with all my earnestness pray at the lotus feet of my divine master to let me suffer the lot which I am destined to do for all my past misdoings, but to let me have this power of recollection that I am nothing but a tiny servant of the Almighty Absolute Godhead realized through the unflinching mercy of my Divine Master. Let me therefore bow down at His lotus feet with all the humility at my command." Quite a powerful speech. He submitted both the poem and speech to The Harmonist. The poem, Abhay's first publication, announced him as a competent writer in English. And Swami Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha, editor of The Harmonist, informally dubbed Abhay as Kavi, learned poet. Some of Abhay's godbrothers also picked up on the name and began calling him Kavi. Most of them, even the sannyasis, were not so proficient in English. But Abhay was not ordinary. They could appreciate that the poem was personal, written out of Abhay's genuine worship and his joy at having accepted a genuine spiritual master. But it was also written strictly in accord with the conclusions of the scriptures. One more paragraph. "For Abhay, however, the glory of his Sri Vyas Puja homage came when the poem reached Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and it gave him pleasure. One stanza specifically made Srila Bhakti Siddhanta so happy that he made a point of showing it to all of his guests. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast moved." Somehow, in this simple couplet, Abhay had captured the essence of his spiritual master's preaching against the Mayavadis, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta took it as an indication of how well Abhay knew the mind of his Gurudeva. Abhay was delighted when he heard that the couplet was pleasing to his spiritual master. One of Abhay's godbrothers compared this verse by Abhay to a verse in which Rupa Goswami had expressed the inner thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and had thus moved him to ecstasy. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also found the essay pleasing, and he showed it to some of his confidential devotees. He instructed the editor of the Harmonist, quote, whatever he writes, publish it. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.